Chapter 3. Lincoln's Early Career. 1. Life at New Salem. From this talk of large political movements, we have to recall ourselves to a young, labouring man with hardly any schooling, naturally and incurably uncouth, but with a curious, quite modest impulse to assert a kindly ascendancy over the companions whom chance threw in his way, and with something of the gift which odd, shy people often possess, for using their very oddity as a weapon in their struggles. In the conditions of real equality which still prevailed in a newly settled country, it is not wonderful that he made his way into political life when he was 25, but it was not till 20 years later that he played an important part in events of enduring significance. Thus the many years of public activity with which we are concerned in this and the following chapter belong rather to his apprenticeship than to his life's work. And this apprenticeship, at first sight, contrasts more strongly with his fame afterwards than does his boyhood of poverty and comparatively romantic hardship. For many poor boys have lived to make a great mark on history, but as a rule they have entered early on a life either of learning or of adventure or of large business. But the affairs in which Lincoln early became immersed have an air of pettiness, and from the point of view of most educated men and women in the eastern states or in Europe, many of the associates and competitors of his early manhood, to whom he had to look up as his superiors in knowledge, would certainly have seemed crude people with a narrow horizon. Indeed, till he was called upon to take supreme control of very great matters, Lincoln must have had singularly little intercourse either with men versed in great affairs or with men of approved intellectual distinction. But a mind too original to be subdued to its surroundings found much that was stimulating in this time when Illinois was beginning rapidly to fill up. There were plenty of men with shrewd wits and robust character to be met with, and the mental atmosphere which surrounded him was one of keen interest in life. Lincoln eventually stands out as a surprising figure from among the other lawyers and little politicians of Illinois, as any great man does from any crowd. But some tribute is due to the undistinguished and historically uninteresting men whose generous appreciation gave rapid way to the poor, queer youth, and ultimately pushed him into a greater arena as their selected champion.